How's everyone today? Okay. I wonder, do you feel fortunate? Life is pretty good? No? Okay. Okay, Ray will give you a massage. Ray will give you a massage. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure some people feel quite fortunate. Others feel that life is pretty tough, pretty stressful. Feel a weight on their shoulders or on their mind. 不知道大家觉得有没有幸福，活得很有幸福的感觉，有没有？ Bob 说没有，他说身体上啊，就是有负担。 感觉有压力，有负担。我相信，不是所有的人觉得有幸福，一定是有一些时候是蛮有负担的，蛮有压力的，生活的比较紧张。And maybe yesterday we felt very fortunate, today we feel unfortunate. Tomorrow, who knows? Relax a little bit, drop our worries, we won't feel so stressed. 也许昨天觉得蛮幸福，今天很糟糕，明天说不定又会觉得哇，很幸福，很快乐。如果有方法能够放松，能够放下一些心理的负担，放下一些担忧，就会觉得哇，蛮轻松。 蛮幸福 and I don't know how many people watch the news or read the newspaper, either on TV or on the web. Myself, we don't watch TV. We don't have a TV at DDRC. But every now and again, probably once a week, twice a week, I'll look at the news on online. There's a few very good online news resources. But maybe some people just don't watch the news. If you fall into that group, just tired of watching the news. As soon as we turn on the news, there's just bad news. It's all bad news, and then we get very upset when we watch it. As soon as we turn on the news, we start shouting at the TV. Oh, come on, what's with these people? Or if somebody's next to us, we'll get into that kind of conversation. Kind of just the news is something we would watch and it would stir up our negative reactions, negative emotions. So maybe some people just decide not to watch the news. It's trouble. 不知道你们... 看不看新闻，看电视啊，看报纸啊，看网络上的一些资讯，一些新闻。我自己也会看，我没有看电视，我们香港道场没有电视，但是我大概一个礼拜一两次，一定会看网络上的一些新闻网。 有些蛮好的，也许有的人就是不看，绝对不看新闻，已经断了看新闻的习惯，看了太多年，看了太多的，好像大部分是坏的消息，坏的新闻，都是让我们看的时候就起烦恼。 就觉得哇，好讨厌啊！这些人怎么那么会，怎么那么糟糕啊？这个社会，这个世界，哇，很糟糕。然后一边看一边骂电视，像电视台里面的人，我们就可以一看到他就骂。如果旁边有朋友，可能会跟他们讨论，不是讨论，就是彼此抱怨，这个世界怎么会那么糟糕？ 所以看新闻有时候会觉得，反而 就是一个让我们起烦恼的一个东西，所以绝对不看。But it's possible. I wonder if after watching the news, rather than just feeling upset by the news, you are moved to do something. Moved to not just complain or not just talk about something, but actually moved to do something to try to improve what we think is not so good in the world, in society.那不知道你有没有这种经验，看过新闻就会给你一种启发，就让你采取一个行动，让你去做一些什么事情，不只是说看完以后抱怨，或者看完以后就讲话，就是谈论这种题目，新闻的题目，而是看完新闻以后就让你去采取一种让这个世界更好的一种行动，一种行为。 Has that ever happened? Inspired by the news to do something? Yeah. 有的人觉得有啊，我看新闻以后有一些行为出现，他说回向。 She said transfer merits. After seeing the news, she'll be moved to wish that these sentient beings, or people mostly, that their situation will improve, that they'll get some kind of benefit. Yeah, that's a kind of behavior. It's not just doing nothing, not just talking or complaining, it's doing something.所以他回向，他的行动是回向，就是发起一种良好的心念，希望这些众生，大部分是人，能够活得更快乐一些，更健康一些。It's possible that after seeing some kind of situation in the news, we actually get involvedin some kind of what we call activism. And this word is used quite a lot. I'm sure you've heard it before in terms of environmental activism, right? You have environmental activists. You have civil rights activists. We have, what other kind of activists? Civil rights, human rights, slightly different. Animal rights, thank you.That's another big one. Animal rights activists. This is, seems to be the common concept associated with this word activism. 所以这种行动，被感动，看到一个什么事情，不管是新闻上或什么生活上，被感动，让我们有一种行动，有一种名词叫做行动主义，是不是对不对？中文行动主义可能是一个新的名词，现代人才用的一个名词。那我们听到这种名词，可能会想到环境的，不是环保主义，是不是环保主义？我是环境的什么行动主义，然后人权呢，是吗？人权主义，那 human rights 叫什么？是人权呢？那 civil rights 呢？社会主义，大概吧。那最后有一种叫做动物主义嘛，有吗？动物主义好像有别的一个名词啊。动物保护主义，对，你的主义就是保护动物，你的主义不是动物。动物保护主义， 那一听到这种名词，可能会马上想到这些，比较专门有专门的对象的一种保护或是主义。But we could also say that activism is not limited to this specific, this kind of large-scale protection of a certain group of people or a certain kind of living being. Maybe we're just inspired to, in general, do something which brings benefit to all beings, all people. We don't necessarily think of ourselves of, oh, I'm such and such an activist. Maybe that's not the case, but we're inspired to act, to do something after seeing a problem in the world that we hope to improve upon. 也许不一定你要变成一个什么样的行动主义的人才算是行动主义。也许就是你被感动以后想要采取一个好的行动，你就生活的不太一样，你的心理上希望利益所有的人，所有的我们讲众生，有情的有生命的众生，希望所有的众生活得更好。不一定是认为自己是一个什么样子行动主义的人。So it could be that activism is something where it's, you could say, more formal. You consider yourself an activist of a particular group. Or you're just actively doing good. Part of the Buddha's teaching, isn't it? Doing good. And this is the basic part of Buddhism, common to many different spiritual practices and religions, but the Buddha emphasized quite a lot. Part of transforming ourselves, transforming our character, transforming the world is doing so-called good. 那这种我们采取的行动如果是好的，那就是修行嘛，对不对？做好事就是佛法的一部分。好像是大家会觉得哇，是浅浅的，大家都知道要做好事啊。然后不只是佛法是这么讲，很多宗教，很多的不同的叫什么 spiritual 精神什么精神主义，有没有这个名字吗？不同的修行法也有这种概念，做好事是一种基本的让我们自己转化，让我们身心有一个很好的转变，或者是环境有很好的转变，就是要做好事啊。So this is you know, basic dharma to be active, actively doing good. Was one of the most basic sayings of the Buddha. I believe it appears in the Dhammapada.The small collection of phrases, three phrases which can summarize the whole practice of Buddha Dharma. The first one is do good. Second one, don't do bad. The third one, purify the mind. Clean our mind or clear up our mind. Do good, avoid doing bad or harmful.Clear up our mind, purify our mind. this is basic teaching of Buddhism. In other places, the Buddha slightly modified this to say, do good, avoid doing harmful or bad, and save all beings, or help all living beings. This is the spirit of Mahayana Buddhism, emphasizing, well, purifying the mind is part of it, but helping all living beings.Purify their minds, cleanse themselves, clear up their mind, free themselves from suffering. This is the Bodhisattva ideal. 所以做好事是基本的佛法。那在好像是法句经里面就是有这么三句话能够 形容所有的佛法的修行，有没有听过？三句话。第一句，做好事啊，诸善啊，怎么讲？奉行啊。第二句，诸恶莫作。第三，比较不好记哈，自净其心，自己清净自己的心，把它清得干净，把烦恼痛苦清掉了。基本的佛法。那在别的地方佛有稍微做一些修正或是不同的形容，前面第二句差不多，最后一句就是怎么讲呢？就是大概是这样子讲，利益众生或者是度一切众生。度一切众生是帮助所有的人，所有的有情有生命的能够解决烦恼，能够清掉他们的烦恼，清净他们自己的心。那这种就叫做菩萨的愿，菩萨的行，菩萨行，那就是大乘佛法的一个精神。这种为众生而做好事，不做坏，那帮助他们解决烦恼。So, within Buddha Dharma, whether we call it basic Buddha Dharma or the Dharma of the Bodhisattva, this ideal of doing good is always there. It's very basic. But, well, maybe not so easy. You know, some people when they study Buddhism, I don't know if you can relate or if you know some friends that when they start to study Buddhism, this whole thing about doing good, kind of forget about it and focus on purifying or clearing up their own mind as the most important thing. Not doing bad, okay, they can agree with that. So I won't do bad stuff. I can agree with that. Doing good, well, maybe sometimes if I have time or if I feel like it, I'll do some good. But it's all about purifying the mind. I just want to purify my mind. Just be without suffering. This is good enough for me. And maybe this kind of person would disconnect themselves from their friends, from their family, from society, and end up, well, maybe not in a cave. It's kind of hard to find a cave these days that you can just go to and, you know, grab your cushion and take some nuts and dried food and meditate all the time. Not easy in New York, at least not in the city, unless you want to, I guess, find a subway tunnel, which could work. But a person may distance themselves from other people, from society, and just maybe stay at home all the time, not want to go out, interact with people, not even their own family or friends. People call them up, they say, what do you want to do that for? Isn't that just vexation? Go to the park, go to eat with you. You're wasting money, you're just wasting time talking. Why not just meditate? You should be like me. Just meditate. Purify your mind. This is the most important thing about Buddhism. And they may distance themselves from everyone. And especially after seeing what's happening in the world, seeing what's happening on the news, it's almost overwhelming, especially if it's all negative. So the person may just shut themselves down, cut themselves off, and forget about doing good. Just purify the mind. This kind of practice is a little bit lopsided. And the Buddha often criticized this practice as being selfish, focusing on one's own liberation but forgetting about others. This can be problematic. 所以基本的佛法讲行善，诸善奉行。但是呢，有的人学佛，也许有时候会忘掉这种精神， 做好事的精神，会忘掉它，会认为最基本的就是自尽其心嘛，最基本就是把我的心的烦恼扫掉，清干净，清干净。不做坏事可以啊，因为是比较被动的吧，是不做，我可以不做，没有问题啊。那做好事呢？也许啊，看看我有空我做一些好事啊，就是有力气我来做。现在不做，我休息一下，我在清净我的心，主要是这个，其他我不管了。那也许这种人会把自己叫做孤立起来，不只是孤立，说的比较严重一点，我们讲封闭，是这样子讲吗？封闭好像完全在一个罐头里面封起来，只有一个洞让空气进来，其他东西碰不到我们，就在一个罐头里面打坐修行，那自己的家里就变成一个大罐头，不出去，然后朋友打电话要跟我们有一些交流，可能会觉得多无聊啊，交流做什么，吃饭做什么，谈话都是浪费时间呢，最好你们来打坐，或是你们在家里打坐，这个最好，自尽其心，这是佛法的基本呢，佛说。然后这样子就把自己跟家人朋友跟整个的社会有一个蛮大的墙壁啊。那这样子的精神不能说完全是错的，因为有作用啊，有在修行，有在改变，有在让心安定，心清净一点，还可以说是有一点偏，没有那么平衡，也可以说是有问题的。 So again, it's very important to have a balance when we practice, that we don't only focus on purifying the mind, we also don't do harmful things, but also get engaged, do something, become active, some kind of activism. Again, it doesn't mean you have to join a club and all of a sudden donate money to the puppies in such and such a place who are being treated poorly. But the Buddha encouraged us to do something, do wholesome activities. 所以呢，比较完整的修行，比较有平衡的一种方式，是一方面自尽其心，让我们的心更安定，更清楚，更没有负担。另外是当然不做坏事，不做伤害人，伤害生命的行为，但是更要去做一些好的行为，更要去采取一些行动。那不一定是要参与，要变成一个某某机构的一个人，然后去每个月捐钱给什么动物，在什么地方才算是行动，而是一个利益众生或是利益人的行为，也都是行动。But it's quite interesting when we look at the motivation behind activism or being active or doing good.It can be quite subjective. There's some things that we all agree upon, you know, good and bad, what's harmful, what's not harmful. And within Buddha Dharma, the Buddha had some standards, which again are shared by almost all the world religions, basic standards for being a human being who benefits the world. And we talk about precepts, right?Or just guidelines for how to behave with others. So this is something that the Buddha described, some behaviors which said, okay, this is clearly good. Bringing benefit is good. This stuff is harmful. Don't do this. And we can often agree upon that. 那我们讲到做好事, 很有趣, 什么叫做好事? 好跟不好的标准? 是哪里来的? 可以说是蛮主观的。 可以说在佛法的修行里面, 佛陀是帮助我们看出好跟不好, 就留下一个标准, 我们讲戒律, 持戒。 那戒律就是, 很明显地告诉我们, 这些事情不好, 有伤害, 不要做。 这些事情是好的, 是帮助人, 帮助自己, 我们要去做它。 那这些, 比较基本的行为, 也很多宗教都是共同的, 不只是佛教的, 不只是佛法的。 这些, 戒律形容的行为, 大部分我们都能够接受, 都能够认为好跟不好的标准就是在那里。 所以好像是算是客观吧。 But the whole thing about subjective and objective, what is really objectively good and bad? Well, we could say, well, objective good and bad is basically what we all agree upon. Most of us agree upon, or maybe even just a lot of us agree upon what's good and bad. Killing people, bad. Helping people become more healthy, good. I think most of us agree upon that. But then again, if we change the context, change the situation, killing people, bad? Or is it necessary? And all of a sudden, uh-oh, what was objective before? Is it now really objective or is it subjective? At some point in time, maybe we all agree, yes, killing is bad. At another point in time, maybe half of us will think, killing is bad, the other half. Killing, not so great, but it's necessary. We should do it. And this is the right thing to do. Other times, maybe not so. So very interesting. Seems that we have a standard of good and bad. It's very clear, but maybe not so. 所以这种好跟不好的标准, 对跟错的标准, 好像是客观的, 是这些基本的是客观的, 比如说杀生啊, 当然不好吧, 大部分我们都会认为是不好啊, 客观的意思就是, 大部分的人觉得怎么样, 就是怎么样, 客观, 多数的, 觉得是对的, 我们就觉得, 哇, 认为是对的。 杀生啊, 杀人, 大部分的时间, 我们会认为是错的, 是不好的。 然后照顾人, 照顾或者是保护生命, 是对的, 是好的, 要去做。 但是换一个 context, 换一个环境, 换一个时间, context 怎么讲? 换一个角度, 换一个状况, 杀人, 也许我们会觉得是需要的, 或是对的, 对的行动。 也许这种本来很客观的东西, 就变成, 哇, 复杂, 有部分的人觉得是对的, 有部分的人觉得这个不行的, 所以好跟不好, 对跟错的这种标准, 就变成, 好像蛮主观的, 不一定是绝对的。 There was a story from the sutras where there was a bunch of people on a boat and there was a murderer on the boat. And this murderer, this guy was going crazy. He's trying to kill everyone on the boat. And there was this one bodhisattva, or this one person who had this, knew that he had to save everyone. How can I save everyone? This murderer was just acting too quickly, too aggressively. There's no time to sit and think about it. There's no time to reason with this person. So that bodhisattva chose to kill that person, kill the murderer. Save the people. Save the boat full of so-called innocent people. And this was a practitioner, supposedly a great practitioner, who knew the difference between good and bad, right and wrong, and who took the precepts not to kill, of course. But in this situation, that bodhisattva felt this was the right thing to do. This was necessary. Interesting. Broke the precepts, but at the same time, still trying to uphold the precepts of protecting life.
在佛经有一个故事，有一次在一个大的船上，在大海里面有一个船，船上有很多人，也有一个就是什么，murderer，怎么讲？
杀人犯，一个杀人犯，非常头脑有问题的，就开始杀在船上的所有的这些人，拼命杀，好像疯掉了，哇，很可怕，没有地方跑，也不能跳到海里面去啊，不行啊，所以这些人是没有办法。那在这个船的上面也有一个。 一个修行人也应该是蛮有功夫的，才能够他想到啊，我要保护这些人，也没有什么时间了。这个杀人犯动作太快，也有功夫，不能说啊，我再跟他讲一讲话，跟他什么辩论或是讲理，不行啊，没有时间了。 那他采取的行动呢，就是怎么样？他去杀这个杀人犯，为了保护这船上的所有的人，他去伤害另外一个人。那他是一个修行人哦，他也持戒，持戒就是第一不杀生啊，他持戒，但是呢，他也采取这种杀人的行动。 一边他要杀一个人，但是呢，他的动机，就是要保护这些所谓innocent，无辜者，就是这样子的这么一个故事。So, was it right or was it wrong? Was it good or was it bad for that person to choose that kind of behavior? Please don't answer because we'll probably have like a 3-hour discussion, which would be great if this was a discussion, but it's a Dharma talk, so I'll just keep talking. But we can reflect on that for a moment. Was it right or was it wrong? Was it good or was it bad? Was it ultimately right or ultimately wrong? That's a good question. Ultimately meaning, is it objectively right or objectively wrong? And always the case. So, this is just an example, but if we look at the world around us and what we see, whether it's on the news or within our own daily life, the situations where people are suffering, there's a lot happening out there. And if you've watched the news recently, all kinds of violent conflicts everywhere. And we may think, wow, this world is in really terrible shape. bad shape. Again, especially if all we see is bad and all we're thinking about is, oh, this is terrible. Of course, we have some kind of view about then what is good. What's the way to make the world a better place? We all have our own view of what that is. And even on the news itself, these events, so-called bad news, maybe for some people they see it as bad news. For other people, wow, this is great news. Like climate change. Some people think, wow, this climate change thing is great. It's really warm now. This winter, a little bit different. This winter seems to be, you know, all of a sudden, what this they call the Arctic vortex. And they describe it like almost this giant, terrible coldness coming down to New York and this part of the country. Very dramatic. It's very different. We may think, wow, this climate change is terrible. So cold. Why is winter so cold? Why is winter so cold? Why is it snowing? The past couple of years, it was actually very warm. Was it last winter? Or did the snow once or twice? And a couple of inches melted very quickly. It was in the 40s almost all winter. Maybe people think, wow, this is great. This climate change stuff, why didn't it change earlier when I was younger? But it's great now. Don't have to spend so much money on heat. Don't have to feel so uncomfortable when it's cold. Don't have to worry about shoveling, parking. Oh. Trying to park even last night was a little difficult. Trying to find a space without a snow mound in front of it. That was challenging. So some people may think the climate change, the idea that all of a sudden the world's climate is changing, is now bad. Or maybe it's good. Maybe some people think, it's not changing. Who said it's changing? Winter's supposed to be cold, isn't it? Winter's supposed to be cold, summer's supposed to be hot. The other two seasons, like, you know, somewhere in the middle. It's supposed to snow in winter. It was actually, was it around 50 years ago or 100 years ago, that every winter it would snow, not constantly, but quite a lot, and the whole Hudson River would freeze over. You could skate around the Hudson River. Can you believe that? Maybe some of you were alive when this is happening. And it froze this year, not completely, but where I was driving someplace, and you could see that it was pretty much frozen over with cracks here and there. And this hasn't happened in years. So I could say, well, is it changing? Maybe some people think it's not changing. This is normal. Other people think it's changing, yeah, but it's great, or this is terrible. So the whole thing about, for example, climate change, also very subjective, right? Is it good? Is it bad? And is it even happening? Well, change is happening for sure, but how much so? Changing for the bad, usually that's what climate change is referring to. It's changing for the bad. It's changing in a way that we're not able to sustain our healthy life. So it's a zong. 佛经里面的故事，好跟不好，对跟错的这种标准，可以在我们生活里面的很多方面看到的。我们看新闻，新闻上的一些这个事情啊，好像蛮严重的，很多地方，很多地区，很多国家。 有这种战争的问题，内战的问题，暴动的问题，哇，到处都有啊，好像哇，整个世间是糟糕的，那么多的坏的事情，那有的人看这些事情看到的都是坏的，那有的人觉得还不错啊，需要啊，终于有暴动。 终于能够从这种很烂的状况里面有一些改变。 那讲到比较天然的部分呢，或是自然环境的部分，climate change 叫什么？地球暖化。就是中文跟英文不一样啊。英文就是环境或是气候变化。英文就是气候变化，不是暖化。但是地球暖化这个问题，也许有的人觉得，还不错啊，暖化啊，冬天就没有那么苦啊，也不需要铲雪铲的那么这个腰酸背痛啊，铲一下高兴就好啊，暖一点，轻松，我喜欢暖啊。可惜没有早一点暖。年轻的时候可以做更多的事情啊。也许有的人觉得这个暖化很不好啊。为什么没有雪啊？不是为什么像那个 Hudson 河以前全部都会结冰，你知道吗？全部会结冰，你可以滑冰，从这边滑到另外一边。现在不行，你滑到一半就掉下去。不过今年确实有结冰，我最近从香港稻城开到好像康州，我看到大部分都是结冰，有裂痕，但是差不多结冰了。很久没有这种现象，因为冬天都是暖的，前几年都是暖到几乎没有下雪，都是下雨又暖了。然后夏天蚊子多，然后还有什么 tick 多， tick 你知道吗？另外一种传染疾病的虫也很多。那这样子一看，也许会觉得奇怪啊，这个冬天暖啊不好啊，又有蚊子啊，夏天蚊子多了，虫多了，环境好像也有问题啊，生产也有问题啊，所以是坏的。也许有的人觉得没有什么变化啊，冬天，现在冬天冷啊，就是冷啊，很冷还是应该的吧，冬天就是冷，冬天冷夏天热，其他两个季节都比较怎么样，差不多。所以看这种地球的暖化或是气候的变化，也许有的人觉得没有变化，或者是变化就是变啊，当然会变，没有问题。 So this kind of change or problems in the world, defining the problem is also very subjective. Different people have different perspective on what is good, what is bad, what's right, what is wrong. And then how to change for the better. That's also another huge question. And what does better mean? If now is bad, then what is better? We all have our own ideas about that. Maybe generally speaking, we can share a certain direction. You know, healthy, sustainable, that's good, maybe. Bad is unsustainable, unhealthy. Maybe that's bad.But then again, other people think, naturally, it's unsustainable. The environment is naturally unsustainable. Meaning that when there are too many people, then we can't sustain ourselves, so naturally, some of us are going to have to go. Sorry. Some of us will be well-fed, others, we have to go. Because resources will just disappear. Some people feel, this is just natural. It's naturally unsustainable. Just like...we see in a natural environment, deer populations. Some people think that deer populations have to be controlled. Because if you have too many deer, you have too many problems. Deer running across the streets, deer eating your vegetables, eating your plants, getting sick, dying everywhere. You have too many deer, too much trouble. So one perspective is they have to be controlled.Controlled through hunting. So humans should control the population. That means that We have to do something to make the environment sustainable, balanced. Right? Other people think, why do you have to kill them? They'll die off naturally, no? Once there is too many deer, what happens? There's less to eat. If there's not enough to eat, they either go to your garden or your bushes, like they do at DDRC. If they don't have enough to eat out in the woods, they come to DDRC and eat our trees, eat our flowers. When that's all gone, naturally, the deer population will decrease. So maybe some people have the perspective, we don't have to do anything. This is just naturally unsustainable. And when it gets unsustainable, it will balance out naturally. The environment will take care of itself. So again, what is the problem and what is the way to change it? Also very subjective. Everybody has a different view.
所以我们世界上的问题 然后解决问题的办法 有没有绝对的对或者是错的 如果问题本身也没有绝对的对跟错 那要解决它 有没有一个完全绝对的行动 绝对的对的行动 例如说 这种地球暖化，一种说法是因为地球暖化，整个环境就不稳定，没有办法sustain持久。这个环境不稳定，环境没有办法健康的持久，我们人类还有友情的生命也没有办法持久，所以要怎么办？有的人会觉得你要想办法让它能够持久。 要有一个行动，有的人会觉得不需要啊，环境本来是不能持久嘛，环境是有循环，不能持久的时候会怎么样？会调整，会自然的调整，你不需要去做什么，资源或是自然的环境的自然的资源没有之后，那就自然而然。 人类啊，或者是别的生命的种类，也有一些调整，可能会减少。有的人要走啊，早一点走，对不起。有的人可以多一点留下来，要看调整的状况。例如说，在自然环境里面，在树林里面，有在象冈或是纽约上州很多地方有鹿，
鹿啊， 你知道吗？ 鹿的问题是什么？ 有时候鹿实在太多了， 太多到怎么样？ 到处都在跑啊， 跑马路， 开车的时候会随时撞到， 杀人。 也有时候鹿太多， 它就会在森林里面没有东西吃， 它会怎么办？ 想办法找东西，他会去你的家，吃你自己种的菜，或是自己种的树丛 bushes 花草，像我们香港道场，我们每年很辛苦的栽种新的东西，新的花，新的树丛，新的什么花草，哇，很辛苦啊。 然后呢，一下子，一只、两只，来闻闻看，尝尝看，尝的不好吃还是吃掉了，尝的好吃全部吃光，<笑>哇，多麻烦了。那有时候因为这样子，他们会生病死掉，吃错东西或者是吃人的食物，也会有病。 然后这种病也会传染，有很多问题，所以鹿太多。那有的人觉得怎么样？怎么办？我们就要控制鹿的数量，怎么控制法呢？打猎，打枪，打死它，然后好好的运用
鹿的那个肉啊皮啊都有一些用处，然后很多人觉得其实蛮好吃的，我们不吃，但是呢有的人觉得哇很棒。所以呢由人来控制这个数量，来控制环境的稳定，有这种想法，他们觉得这样子环境就能够持久。有的人觉得根本不需要做什么，根本不需要有行动，自然的环境会自然的保持它的平衡。在鹿太多的时候会怎么样，他们吃到没有东西吃，那可能一半以上就会死掉了，没有东西吃，然后整个环境又会恢复回到一个比较能够持久的状况。所以这样子的想法，有的人会觉得根本不需要去做什么，自然环境或是地球会自己调整，调整以后啊就没事。So again, this is the question. Is there ultimately a right perspective, or ultimately, based on this right perspective, a right way to act? Well, what we see is that sometimes with our activism, and again, this could be activism in a formal sense, I'm a such and such activist. I'm an animal activist, I'm an environmental activist, I'm aBuddhist activist. I want to spread Buddhism everywhere, whether you like it or not. Buddhist activism. Or maybe it's not so aggressive, it's just, well, I want to share Buddhism with everyone. Because I think everyone should be Buddhist. Buddhism is right, Buddhism is good, so you should be Buddhist, like us, and go around sharing Buddhism or spreading Buddhism.That's a kind of activism. And if a person has that mission, I feel, again, maybe they respect other people. Maybe it's not, okay, everybody should be Buddhist. Maybe they just feel that Buddhism is good. And Buddhism, what the Buddha said, is right. So they want to share it. This is activism, in a sense. What often happens is that if we feel...that what we're doing is ultimately right, that we have an ultimate understanding of the situation, of the problem, and we have an ultimate way to resolve it. We're sure this is the right way. It couldn't be any other way. What often happens is that with this activism, in trying to bring good to the world, or in trying to...make the world better, at the same time, it's possible we're actually adding a bit of harm in there. We're adding a few elements of destructive elements. We can say poisons. At the same time of trying to help people, we may also be, in a sense, poisoning them and poisoning ourselves.所以这种问题，主观、客观，到底哪一个是绝对正确，哪一个是绝对的对的，还是错的，还是不知道。那在我们想要采取一些行动的时候，有时候因为我们会觉得，我是对啊，然后状况是这样子啊，我是对啊，然后我这种解决的办法也是对的。像佛法那么好，那么对的，我是佛教徒，所以我站在对的这边。然后呢，我想要希望所有的人也可以成为佛教徒，你们应该啊。应该变成佛教徒才对，因为佛是对啊，他是正完全开悟的人，然后学佛那么好，所以我们有时候会希望所有的人，或者是呢，也许啊，会尊重别人的信仰，别人的想法， 不会那么勉强，但是呢还会觉得佛法真好，希望大家都能够修行，然后在我们采取行动的时候同时希望世界更好，同时希望大家更好更完美，我们不知不觉会有加一些不好的因素在里面，不知不觉会加一些我们讲毒，加毒到里面。所以一方面我们在做好事，一方面给毒啊，让别人中毒，让自己中毒，是怎么一回事？ Although the Buddha talked about doing good, avoiding bad or harm, and purifying the mind, he said, well, one thing is very important. We have to be careful about how we cling to our views, cling to our ideas.Cling, how do we cling to good and bad and right and wrong? And I am this and you are that. Or the world is like this and I am now some kind of savior or something. The Buddha said, be very careful about that. If we're not careful, we may again be adding this poison of I'm right. You'd say this is one of the most basic poisons. I am right. This kind of conceit or pride, self-centeredness, that makes us very fixed to our views about what's good, what's bad, what the world needs. And when that happens, naturally, we feel that others are wrong. When others are wrong, we may feel that they're also bad.Now, for example, again, just watching the news, we may feel that, wow, this world is terrible, filled with bad people. Why don't they just be like me? Why don't they just be like Buddhists? You know, I don't do anything wrong. I'm good. Maybe we don't think that in a very, we don't say it out loud, or it's maybe not so obvious, but in, oftentimes we feel that we do no wrong.That we are right, and whatever we see out there is wrong. What happens often is that this person may become very depressed. Depressed that, you know, such terrible things are happening. And that, and angry. They become very angry. Because others are wrong, and they're still wrong. And every day they're still wrong. And every day we watch, or every day we encounter people, they're still wrong.And we become angry because we want them to be good. We want them to be right, to do good. So a person may become very angry if they have principles of doing good, principles of being right, and they have this mission to do something good, where all they see is bad. This can bring a lot of anger and frustration into a person's mind and can be poison.And they may feel defeated eventually. Like, why even try then to do anything? Or they may still be fueled to do good, do good, do good. But the more they do, they may find the more they're active in trying to help the world, the more tired they feel, the more angry they become, more bitter. And in this way, they suffer a lot.佛法里面佛是鼓励我们做好事没错，那同时佛说我们要做好事的时候要很小心，很小心的地方在哪里呢？我们要小心就是对我们的知见，对我们的想法不能执着，它不能抓的不放啊， 不能太坚持自己的角度，自己的想法。太坚持的话呢，就一定会有问题的。虽然在做好事就有这种毒，自我坚持意见的毒，是怎么毒法呢？如果自己觉得是对的，站在对的立场啊，然后世界都是错的，看到新闻的东西就会觉得哇，那么多糟糕的事情一直在发生，为什么这些人不学佛呢？为什么这些人不来听开示，听一听说不定会有一些好的改变，或为什么他们不像我啊，我那么好啊，我这样子好人啊，如果世界都学我呢，一定会好。如果是这样子想，就会有一种很强烈的我们讲傲慢慢心，虽然是好像是好心想要改变世界，但是因为认为自己完全是正确是对的，那就变成一种慢心，非常坚持自己的意见。那有慢心的时候，一定会一直认为别人是错的，都是不正确。那久了以后，一直看到不正确的，会有一些毒素的增加在心里面，一直会认为整个世间是错的，改不了就会有一些挫折感，或者是一直没有改，可能会有一些嗔心嗔恨，因为希望好啊，但是没有好起来，就觉得哇，你们那么糟糕啊，还是这个样子啊，已经多少年，那就有嗔恨心，因为他们是我们认为他们是不对啊。久了以后说不定会觉得很 depressed， 怎么讲，忧郁，就会忧郁啊，哇，每天看到的都是坏的，改不了的，然后这些嗔心挫折感累积起来就变成一个很大的力量，会忧郁啊，或者是会觉得气馁啊，反正做不了啊，或是改不了啊，干脆放弃。或者是呢，因为还没有改，要更努力去改变他们呢、因为这样子久了以后，可能嗔恨心会很强，虽然有好的动机希望让世界好，反而心里的嗔恨心会增加，会很重啊。So if this is the case, if we have this increasing anger, frustration, and arrogance because we are so convinced that we are correct, others are wrong, we have the right answer, and it's not happening, then very naturally, in addition to our mental state being very negative, whatever we say or whatever we do, even though there's a good motivation there, it will bring harm to others.And cause more problems. And just to give a personal example, I think many of you know where I went to college. Anybody know where did I go to college? Upstate New York is a place called ESF, SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry. Anybody know of that place? Anybody graduate from SUNY ESF? Okay.It's actually on the campus of the Syracuse campus. So many of you may know Syracuse for their sports or whatever. Within that was this College of Environmental Science and Forestry. And I went there just because I wanted to make a change in the world. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to help change this world, make it a better place. So start with the environment. What I found, though,was that actually it wasn't working for me, really. I couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into the environment of that college. I can't generalize so much and say that the whole college was something I couldn't put my heart into or the education there. It is actually an excellent school.
If you're interested in going to college, you're thinking of doing something for the environment, they're actually one of the most excellent institutions. But I found that within this culture, it was more the culture of that school, not so much the formal education, but the culture was that we were all standing on the side of righteousness. We all had all this knowledge about what is environmentally sound practice, what is the way to sustain our environment, sustain our economy, what's the way to take care of the world. Many of us thought we had all the answers. Even us students, after 1 or 2 years of schooling, we found that, wow, now we know all the answers. Now we have the solution. What happened was that there were quite a few of my friends or people there that were really active with their voice and getting involved in trying to promote environmental protection. So they would have rallies, call them rally, it sounds nice. Rally sounds nice. Protest is another way to say it. Riot is another degree. It's all kind of the same thing, people getting together and shouting about what they believe in. We call that rally, protest, or riot, just different degrees of severity. I found that at the same time I wanted to say something, I felt that there were some good things that we were learning, but I couldn't get involved with these groups because I found quite a few of them, not all of them, were very angry. Very angry activists and very opinionated, so strong that wherever they went, they were arguing. Wherever they went, they were getting angry. And whatever they saw seemed to be kind of very negative. It's always like they over there are doing something wrong, so we have to fix them. That us and them attitude. One time there was, I think it was the principal or the president, I forget what they call it, the president of the school was under attack from some of my classmates who were rallying outside of his office. And they were rallying about the clothing, that it was made probably in sweatshops in some developing country. And they found out that, they thought that was terrible. How could we be buying clothes from a place which is so harmful for people? So they were shouting and screaming and yelling outside the guy's office. And I thought, wow, take it easy. Did you try to write a letter first or maybe make a phone call, make a suggestion? All of a sudden you have all these signs and people screaming outside his office. And imagine, you got your donut, you have your coffee, you're ready to go to work. You're already maybe a little stressed about something. All of a sudden, there's 50 people outside your door. Basically saying, you are bad, you are bad. We are right. Could be a shock. But I found that there was a lot of anger in these groups and a lot of righteousness. I couldn't get into it. 那我自己的经验是，我在大学的时候，在上周有一所叫什么ESF SUNY， 就是一个州立大学，它是纽约州立环境科学学校。那在这个学校，我在读书的时候。 一方面觉得哇，这种学校教育的品质非常好，而且呢，人的那种学历啊，或是他们的经验啊、技术啊，各方面的能力都很强，但是有某一些人，或是我们学校的文化里面有某一些团体，让我没有办法想要参与。 他们是什么团体呢？他们是环境的保护的行动主义的一个团体，几个同学，因为我们在收到的教育都认为，哇，终于知道怎么让这个世界
能够能够持久，能够有健康的环境。哇，我们终于知道。那因为我们都认为有这种知识，我们也是很努力采用这些知识来生活，我们自然而然就觉得自己是对的，那别人呢，社会啊，这些所谓他人呢，都是他是错的，都是他们在污染环境，都是他们扰乱或是让整个世界不好啊，那我们要去改变它。那他们就常常有一些不能说暴力活动，就叫什么 rally， 抗议，也不一定是抗议，讲得好听就是啊示威，就会希望别人改变他们的行为，那就有一些抗议啊。那有一天他们在那个学校的校长办公室外面呢，就在抗议学校的衣服，做衣服的地方就是在一个比较还没有发展的国家，一个小工厂，然后人在那个工厂很辛苦啊，很不健康。那我们发现就觉得这个团体的人发现就觉得，哇，这个讨厌，我们这个学校怎么会这个样子买东西啊，又伤害人呢、啊、那就在他的办公室抗议啊，哇，真是吓人呢、啊、他要上班本来是拿着他的咖啡还有甜甜圈要去上班，结果呢50几个人在外面暴动在抗议啊，主要的意思是你是错的，你这样做是错的，我们是对的，你要改变。这种行为虽然他们的动机，团体的人的动机是好的，但是他们的行为还有心态带着非常强烈的嗔恨心，是吓人的，也可以说是伤害人的一种说话方式，身体的动作。所以这种行动带着嗔恨，带着慢心的行动，虽然有好的动机在里面，那同时有很多一些不好的毒素在里面。 So this is we could say a problem not so wise in that we're creating more suffering in the process of trying to help ease suffering. So what do we do from the Buddha's perspective?那么这种行为可以说是有问题的，虽然这种行动的目标是解决问题，解决苦，同时也在增加苦恼，也在增加伤害，所以这种行动有嗔恨心有慢心的行动是有问题。那怎么样用佛法来解决它呢？Well, I use the term wise activism for the title of this talk. What does that mean? Well, I mentioned before that one of the sources of this problem is clinging to views, believing that we're completely right, others are wrong, that we're not at fault, others are at fault, and thatWe completely understand the problem, and we completely understand the way to resolve the problem. If we cling to our views as ultimate, then quite naturally we have these problems. So what the Buddha taught was actually something called the middle way. Have you heard of that? Of course. 所以呢，今天的讲话的题目是，中文是什么？有智慧的行动主义。这个意思就是说，怎么用比较有智慧的方式来推动一些事情，一些好的事情。那在佛法里面，佛是 强调不能执着我们的知见和自己的想法。简单的说就是不执着嘛，不执着，不抓住，不坚持自己的自我的角度，自我的想法，自我的经验，自我的解决办法为绝对的。如果是把它认为是绝对的，就会产生很多问题，就是以上说明的问题。所以呢，佛是讲说我们要有走中道。那中道的意思是什么？So there's different ways that the Buddha talked about the middle way. The one aspect that I'm going to talk about today is referring to perspective. Again, getting to the root. And that the Buddha said, with the middle way, we can't cling to views. If we cling to views, we're not on the middle, right? If we cling to views, it means we're clinging to the right, correct.This is one side. If we say it's definitely wrong, we're clinging to the other side. Or if we feel that something has to be done, this is one extreme. What's the other extreme? Don't worry about it. You don't have to do anything. That's the other extreme. What's in the middle? Does the middle mean that's not the way it is?That's not the way it is either. You're both wrong. It's this way. It's in the middle. It doesn't mean that either. It's not somehow in between the extreme of right and wrong. Somewhere, maybe some of this side, some of that side, that's the middle. It's not actually a middle view either. It's not this view over here. It's not that view over there. It's not this view in the middle either. So what are we left with?Are we just a stick in the mud with no thoughts whatsoever about the situation? Actually, well, let's stop here. 中道，所谓中道，在不同的经典里面有不同的说明法。那今天我想强调的就是佛说中道的意思是不执着右边，也不执着左边。也不执着中间，意思就是两个极端的思想想法不要执着，不要认为是绝对正确，右边这边觉得正确，左边觉得也正确，是不是说好，不执着两边，两边是错的，中间才对的，或是中间我觉得你一些部分是绝对，你的一些部分也不错，拿来做一个新的一个中间的一个想法或是立场，也不是那所谓中道到底是什么呢？ The right view that the Buddha talked about is actually not clinging to any perspective, any extreme, or somehow something in the middleSomehow including other ideas. The Buddha just said, well, it's neither this nor that. You can't have an ultimate view or an ultimate answer. And he even said, even Buddha Dharma, even the things that the Buddha said himself, he said, this is also not ultimate. If you cling to even the Dharma, then you're in trouble as well.So his emphasis is not clinging to any of these views, knowing that they're beyond description. There's no ultimate description or way to capture with our view or concept the reality of things. So in this sense, in Buddhism, this middle way or this ultimate truth is that there's no ultimate truth. It cannot be captured throughwords or views. 所以中道是不执着两边极端，也不执着中间的一种中间的思想，哪一些 再做一个新的好像比较平衡的思想或是想法。中道的意思是什么都不能执着，什么知见、什么想法、什么行为、行动，不能认为它是绝对的真理，是不能用语言思考去理解实相或是实际的状况，这个才叫做中道。那所以这样子，真理，佛法讲的真理就是没有真理。 So again, when we hear that, we may think, okay, so what am I left with now? Don't do anything, don't think anything. This is the middle way. Actually, that's an extreme. What the Buddha emphasized is that although we're not attaching to our ideas or attaching to our behaviors, we still behave, we still do things. Otherwise, he wouldn't say do good, right? This whole thing about the middle way, about not clinging to anything, to be able to realize a mind that doesn't cling to any view, we can say is Buddhahood, is an ideal, is complete freedom from the burden of a mind that's clinging to ideas, and then anger and all these other sufferings coming from that. To be able to realize that, not easy. So, we still have to practice. We still have to do good, avoid evil, clear up our mind. And the Buddha knew that we weren't going to perfectly get it, but that we still should do something. The difference is that when we do something, or although we have a perspective, we say, this looks like the problem. Maybe this is a good way to resolve it. We don't understand everything perfectly, but we have, well, this is an idea. This could be it. This is a possible solution. Let's do it. Let's apply it. See how it goes. See how it works. All of a sudden, our minds become flexible. We're still motivated to act. We still do something. But we're not so self-righteous, and we're a bit more humble and open to making changes and adjustments, right? In the beginning, it seemed like it was right. After a little while, we seem, maybe not so right. We need to make an adjustment, adjust ourselves, adjust our reaction. And this way, we still have action. We still have activism. But without the poison of pride, righteousness, or anger. We still do good, but we're actually in the process of doing good. This is cleansing, clearing up our mind. This is helping to relieve us of that burden of self-centered righteousness, the burden of right and wrong. So 中道好像讲到最后这个不能想，那个也不能想，这个不是对的，这个也不是对的，最后不行啊，什么都不行啊，干脆什么都不做，什么都不想，躲起来，好像是这个意思，但是不是佛的意思啊。能够完全不执着自己的想法，其实是不容易的，要完全一点点也不执着，要等到什么时候成佛为止，一点的毒也没有，一点的坚持也没有，不容易。那佛知道啊，佛知道我们没有办法一下子做到中道，还要有行动，所以说要行善，对不对？所以在行善的时候怎么做到中道呢？就是虽然有一些想法，有一些作为，我们有弹性，比较柔软。我们知道环境有问题，我们有一个概念，这个问题好像是这样子。然后知道问题也有一些行为或是计划，这可能是解决问题的办法，我来看看， 我们来做一做。那做之后呢，如果发现说好像不是啊，本来是对啊，现在看好像有一点可以调整，那因为这样子就能够调整，能够看到不是绝对对的有一些因缘变化，我们也可以调整自己的行为，也调整自己的概念，那就有一直在调整这种想法还有作为的一个行动，这样子心理上虽然有行动，虽然有动机，有在做好事，但是呢心理上不会那么坚持，也不会那么认为自己是绝对的对的，所以这种慢心还有嗔心就少了，或是根本没有了，或是不多的。这样子在行善的时候，同时在自净其心，同时在清掉这些慢啊嗔种种的问题的毒，再慢慢的再清掉。So in this way, our behavior is more compassionate. Without those poisons of arrogance and anger, we become more compassionate, softer, flexible. I hope I have time for a very short story of a young girl who is from Pakistan. It was actually on the Jon Stewart show. Somehow, I think it was on Facebook or something, I saw this Jon Stewart interview with a young girl from Pakistan who found that women in that area just couldn't get access to education. And it's like that for maybe hundreds of years in the area where she lived. For hundreds of years, that was normal. Women didn't go to school. Women had, you know, their own specific duties and functions, which didn't include going to school. For hundreds of years, everyone thought that was right. This is the way it is. Recently, people started to change and see that, well, why can't women get education? Why can't girls go to school? Hey, this isn't so right. We've been doing this for 100 years. Wait a second. Maybe this isn't so right. Within some people, within herself, within her society, people started to want to be able to receive education. Women or girls wanted to receive education. So what she did was, in short, was to use a very peaceful approach to bring about this change. She wasn't weak at all or passive, very active, very strong, and only, what, 14? 14 years old. Have you seen this story? And Malala is her name, that's right. 14 years old, and she's taking on an issue and a culture which has its own view of what is right for hundreds of years. She, backed by friends and a new group of people with new ideas, started to challenge this old view. And she was attacked, actually, and shot by some people who think that she's getting in the way, causing trouble. And someone asked her, if you saw them now, they came to you now to attack you, how would you react? She said something very moving. She said, well, at first I thought I'll just take my shoe and beat them with my shoe. At least I have a shoe. It's my weapon. And everyone kind of laughed. But then she said, but then I thought, if I beat them with my shoe, I'll just become just like them, angry, using hatred to oppress, to stop change. She said, actually, I'd face them and I'd tell them that it's fine if you want to hurt me, but all I want to do is to help you and help your family and help even your young girls, your daughters, your sisters, be able to have an education, to be able to stand on their own feet. And to bring peace
to you and your family. She said something like that, which I thought was very moving. She wasn't filled with hatred. She was still filled with compassion, willing to go up against a lot of this resistance. Whether it's right or wrong, I'm not taking sides, but the right and the wrong perspective is changing in her country. And she's actively working towards change, which she thinks is right, but she still respects other people and even loves people who are trying to kill her. This is really the Bodhisattva perspective. She's not Buddhist. I think she may be Muslim by faith, but she has the Bodhisattva spirit.
讲一个短短的故事啊。 还有时间哈，两分钟。就是有一个小女孩，大概14岁，可能现在16岁，住在巴基斯坦，巴基斯坦，巴基斯坦。在她的小村庄，或是她的文化里面，一直以来，女孩子是不能接受教育。女孩子，女人，她。 在社会里面有一个有他的作用，有他的位置啊，但是不属于有教育的，不能上学。那很多年、几百年，可能几千年，都是这样子的。社会有这样子的认知，大家觉得就是这样子啊，都是对的。大家有这种认识。那最近在他的文化里面有一些想法的改变。 最近有一些人开始觉得，这个不是那么正确，为什么女人不能有教育，不能接受教育啊？因为这样子有一些冲突，还是有人觉得不行，有人觉得需要。那这个小女孩，她还有她的朋友，还有社会里面支持这种想法的人，开始推动这种行动。 主义，就认为女生应该能够接受到教育，因为这样子呢，她就被别人伤害了，有人开枪打她。她在一个电视节目被询问的时候，在这种交谈的时候，有人问她。 这样子，你看到伤害你的人，如果是当场，你面对这种要伤害你的人，你会怎么办？他一开始说，大概我一开始觉得，把我的那个鞋子啊，用我的鞋子去打他，打死他，至少我有鞋子，没有枪，那是鞋子还可以用来打人。那大家都笑了。 那他后来说，但是呢，我的想法有改变了。我发现这个也不行。如果我打他，我就变成跟他一样啊，用嗔恨心，用慢心去伤害人，去控制人。我跟他没有什么两样。后来觉得，如果是面对这种人，我会说，没有关系。 你要打我，随你随便。我还是希望你的孩子、你的女儿、你的家人都能够接受教育，因为这样子而能够自立，能够照顾自己，也希望你的家庭，也希望你的社会也能够平安。他讲完以后，我觉得很感动。 他还是有很强烈的动力动机去做好事，但是他的心里面没有这种嗔恨心的毒，或者是慢心的毒，而是充满慈悲心，也是慈悲他的所谓敌人。因为这样子，他就是一个菩萨的非常棒的一个表现。那他不是佛教徒。 他可能是伊斯兰教 回教的回教徒，但是他的精神就是菩萨的精神，在做好事的时候同时有慈悲心，很有力量。 So, in short, this is the middle way, or the, at this moment, what I think, what the Buddha taught, is the wise way to activism. How do we do it? Well, that takes practice, and if you're interested, we have lots of activities how to practice that, how to cultivate that here, as well as at DDRC.It starts with understanding our mind, understanding our clinging to views in order to be able to let go of them. So this is something we can practice and work towards. 所以这种有智慧的行动主义是我现在认为是对的，也是佛讲的一种中道，一种行动主义，慈悲的有智慧的行动主义。那怎么修呢？怎么达到呢？我们要修行啊，要用方法。那方法就是我们东出禅寺有很多活动，香港也有活动，那欢迎大家来用一用，修一修这个中道行，这种慈悲的行动。 So again, welcome everyone to try the practice out, and in this way, use wisdom to benefit all beings.